On the heels of the Supreme Court's ruling that the Constitution guarantees same-sex couples the right to marry, we bring you this week's StoryCorps Out Loud segment. It goes back to the late 1970s, a time when this week's decision on marriage equality was unimaginable. Bayard Rustin and his partner Walter Nagel fell in love. Nagel was many years younger than Rustin, and as the couple aged, they decided to formalize their relationship in the only way they could at the time. Bayard Rustin adopted Walter Nagel. Here, Walter Nagel tells his niece Erica about that decision and what it was like to fall in love.
The day that I met Bayard, I was actually on my way to Times Square. We were on the same corner waiting for the light to change. He had a wonderful shock of white hair. I guess he was of my parents' generation. But we looked at each other and lightning struck. He was my life partner for 10 years.
So how did adoption first come up?
Well, I think because of our age difference, it was just assumed if we lived out our natural lifespans, he was going to die before I did. And he was concerned about protecting my rights because gay people had no protection. At that time, marriage between a same-sex couple was inconceivable. And so he adopted me, legally adopted me in 1982. That was the only thing we could do to kind of legalize our relationship. And so we actually had to go through a process as if Bayard was adopting a small child. My biological mother had to sign a legal paper, a paper disowning me. They had to send a social worker to our home. When the social worker arrived, she had to sit down with us and talk to us to make sure that this was a fit home. But, you know, we did what we did because we loved each other and because we were happy together.
So when Bayard did pass away, what was that like?
I think I miss his being, his essence. He had wonderful hands. He used his hands when he was talking to people, and he could make you feel like you were the most important person in the world. And so the idea of walking around the city streets and never having him come around a corner, I think I miss that the most. After he died, I remember calling people, and instead of saying, "I've lost Bayard," I would say, "We've lost Bayard." So it wasn't just about me. It was a loss to the society.
Walter Nagel talking to his niece Erica Nagel at StoryCorps in New York City. Hear more StoryCorps Out Loud stories from the LGBTQ community this week on their podcast. You can get it at npr.org and on the NPR One app.